Investors have been poring over the midterm results along with politicians, and if yesterday's trading is any indication, investors like what they see. Both the Dow Jones and S&P 500 rallied about 2% Wednesday, the first full day of trading after the midterms. And so far today, it looks like those gains will largely continue. Joining us now, Robin Farzad. He hosts the podcast Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin with an E.
How are you, Robin, with an I?
I'm fine. Look, just last week we had President Trump tweeting, "If you want your stocks to go down, I strongly suggest voting Democrat." But the Democrats took the House, took several governorships, didn't win two marquee races in Florida and Texas, but came close enough to give those red states a scare. So a good day for Democrats. And yet we have the markets doing well, contrary to what the president warned. So what's going on?
I'd say don't hurt your eyes scrutinizing the tea leaves. I mean, the market was banking on Democrats taking the House and Republicans holding the U.S. Senate. There was some cash that feared the smaller tail risks of a one-party mandate, which could have led to other uncertainties, but it didn't happen. And there was a big day after surge. Robin, if you'd like, we can also get into astrology.
Oh, go ahead.
I mean, if every pundit you bring in front of CNBC can give you a very different reason.
That's
it was rainy, fall came early.
My shoelaces
were
untied.
Mercury was in retrograde.
Yeah. Right. But historically, this is the rule that the markets go up after every midterm, at least for the last 18 midterms. Now, we read one analyst saying it's because administrations do things to boost the economy before midterms because they want to look good. Things like, say, tax cuts. But do you agree, or is there something else going on here? Why do the markets seem to do well during or after midterms?
I mean, granted, Trump and the GOP, they parlayed their full control of D.C. to push through massive fiscal stimulus. And you saw companies with super dividends bringing cash back. The economy was feeling the oats of 3.9% unemployment. The market was at a record, recently. But midterms, more often than not, they weaken the president's party and lock in, if anything, 2 years of nothing getting done. And you know, markets actually dig that because you can kind of punt on uncertainty.
So talk more about that. This, what somebody might call gridlock, an analyst might call caution. I mean, they don't like what? Pivots, sharp pivots or surprises?
I mean, there's just so much more at play right now with Trump because he is unpredictable. Imagine if the GOP kept the House and the Senate. Trump might well have taken that as a mandate to really stay the course and double down on what he's been doing economically. If you think about trade wars, the situation with China, what he's like, wow, my base likes this. The party likes this. I better bring out my dukes with Mexico and Canada and China and the rest of the world and actually double down on that. If anything, he's going to be weakened by that now that there's a check, at least in the lower chamber.
Look, optimists say that, in fact, the Democrats having the House, the Republicans, the Senate means they might have to work together on things like infrastructure. And both party leaders, both Trump and Nancy Pelosi, said that that was their goal. So might that also be boosting the economy? And I guess, you know, in the seconds we have, who benefits when you have two parties back in Congress?
You know, when I started as a business journalist, invariably the editor would assign that story every election, like markets are waiting, you know, defense, tobacco, all these people. It's really much more about global trade, the strength of the dollar, the Federal Reserve. It's not really boiling down to what happens on Pennsylvania Avenue as much as it used to.
Yeah. Robin Farzad, host of the podcast Full Disclosure. Thanks as always.
As always, my pleasure.